Welcome to Recovery Coast to Coast, broadcasting from Clear Channel Studios in Seattle, Washington. Carried live on Fox Radio 850 KHHO in Tacoma, Washington, and carried nationally in streaming audio at www.recoverycoasttocoast.org. 2 hours of interviews and features, plus questions and comments about this one-day-at-a-time adventure in personal recovery as we share experience, strength, and hope with others so that they may recover from alcohol and other drug and behavioral addictions. And now, Recovery Coast to Coast is on the air. Here's your host, Neil Scott.
Welcome back once again, Recovery Coast to Coast, on the road down here in Eugene, Oregon, the Recovery Music Showcase from the Far West Music Conference. It is a delight to be down here tonight, meeting with a lot of musicians. It's where musicians gather to meet with people who are doing bookings, and it's a great marriage, and it's a great way to carry the message through the music, and boy, this entire hotel is so filled with music. It is my first time at the Far West Music Conference, and I'm like a kid in a candy store, I gotta tell you. Joining us in this segment, Nathan Aswell. And Nathan, where are you from?
I'm based in Vancouver, BC.
In Vancouver?
Yes, sir.
Up in C-A-N-A-D-A?
That's right, eh?
Yeah. How long have you been playing music?
Most of my life, since I was about 14, is when I became a professional musician.
And you're a singer-songwriter?
I am.
Tell me about the songwriting process. Where does the muse come for your songs?
Where does the muse come for my songs? Well, that's a hard question to answer, isn't it? I think it depends on the song. I always, for me, it always starts with kind of a central theme that I'm trying to express, and then I find once I have that kind of main idea, whether it's a line for the chorus or something, then it'll flow out of that. Mm-hmm. It's not, you know, lyrics first and music next or whatever. It's kind of, you know, unfolds together.
Just as it comes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And do you travel around the West Coast?
I do travel around the West Coast. Most of my audience so far is actually in the spiritual community. I play a lot in churches, etc., and my reason for being at Far West is to get more into the house concert universe, and basically to not preach to the choir, as it were. Mm-hmm. People, my music is not denominational, but it's very inspirational, and people on Sunday mornings just kind of get what I'm trying to do, so I'm interested in...
I went to your website and was very impressed with the music and with the way it was laid out and the direction that you're taking people.
Thank
it's www.nathanaswell.com. And there's a song that you did called "I Can See You."
Yes, sir.
It's on your latest CD, which is called "Little by Little," mm-hmm. which has a beautiful fall photo on the front. Mm-hmm. It's very, very well packaged.
Thank you.
Tell me about writing that particular song, mm-hmm. and where did you go to get there?
Right. When I was my parents, to this day, I really don't understand what the attraction was between my parents. Very, very different people. And
opposites attract.
Opposites attract, I assume, and, you know, call it the norms of the 50s or whatever, and the guilt that people felt about staying together in a relationship, even if things didn't work. In any case...
Or we stayed together for the kids.
I assume. But I never. The long and the short of it is, I never really saw them on any on the same wavelength ever. There was no affection. There was no kind of, you know. There just didn't seem to be any connection.
How did that affect you as a kid?
Well, you know, we played them off against each other, all that kind of stuff, power struggles, etc. And even though there was this kind of awareness that they were never on the same page, when the day came when we got the announcement that they were divorcing, I'll never forget that day as long as I live, and that's what the song is about. The song is about that moment where I was told that they were splitting up, and it literally felt like the floor had been taken out from underneath me.
You didn't see it coming?
Strangely, no. In spite of the fact that there was no indication that, you know, they didn't look like they'd be together forever, the other awareness kind of never really landed for me. And so there was that awful moment of, wow, what's going to happen to us now? And feeling myself not being able to breathe, you know, just that kind of moment of suspended animation. Mm-hmm. So the song is all about that moment and me wanting to speak to that 12-year-old Nathan and say, hey, I realize that this is an incredibly painful moment, and I, as an adult, I'm going back as a champion to that 12-year-old and saying, you're going to make it just fine.
There are a lot of people who suffer from alcoholism. There are a lot of people who are adult children of alcoholics who look back at the childhood and the trauma of the childhood and would love to be able to stand back and talk to that adult child.
Yeah.
What did you say to young Nathan?
Well, actually, I say it in the bridge of the song. I basically say, you can laugh and sweat and shake. You can cry until you ache. You can kick and scream and shout. You can, you know, it's basically encouraging him to have his feelings. So alcohol was not my addiction, which is not to say that I haven't had my struggles with various addictive behavior, mm-hmm. but alcohol was not the path for me. And I would imagine that continues to be something that we all struggle with. They're all, you know, kind of things that we can fall into to try to, you know, mend that wound.
Yeah.
And I think ultimately, we find all those things unsatisfactory. We have to kind of find a real solution. And the real solution that I have found is various techniques, approaches, which really enable me to express my feelings, release the past. Mm-hmm. And I've done an awful lot of that work. So that song is really about that. It's a testament to, yeah, just really let that stuff show and release it.
The song, I Can See You, mm-hmm. what did you learn from writing it?
I think any songwriter will tell you that any song that they write is really the best form of therapy. And if it lands for anyone else, that's a gift. But I think, and I don't mean to set that up in a selfish way, but I really do think first and foremost, it's a way for each of us to kind of try and wrestle with something,
yeah.
really kind of cure something or fix something or
yeah.
get
insights. In a sense, recovery is a very selfish process, however, mm-hmm. in terms of embracing all that you are.
Yeah.
And all that you can
and yet, be. And yet the magic of it is that songwriting, and certainly not only songwriting, but probably all forms of art, when we are really honest and true to that, it ends up also being a universal expression, because we're all dealing with recovery of various
kinds. What kind of reaction do you get from audiences when you do this kind of material?
Well, it's funny you should say that. I mean, the best gift that I can possibly get is people coming up to me after I perform and wanting to tell me their stories.
Yeah.
It means I've hit them right square in the heart.
Channeled in.
And I remember doing a house concert in Arizona, and there was a fellow there who needs to do his healing, and it hasn't happened yet. But I think that night he took a few baby steps closer, and he spoke to me for about 3 hours after I played that song.
Creating sparks, you are.
Yes.
Nathan Aswell, and again, I want to give you the website, www.nathanaswell.com. And I
want to make sure that people knew that Nathan is spelt a little strangely. It's N-A-T-H-E-N, not A-N.
Ah, good point.
Yeah.
N-A-T-H-E-N-A-S-W-E-L-L. And you will find out more about his music. You will hear about his music. But right now, I would like you to hear I Can See You, and I thank you so much for sharing a little bit about the song, about your process, and about your journey as well.
My pleasure, sir. Thank you.
Here's Nathan.
I can see you.
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 I can't see you.
I think it's time you had your say.
sweat and shake. You can cry until you ache. You can kick and scream and fight. You can keep me up all night. I will listen while you do and remember what is true, that you're not the one to blame. And it's time to win the game, 'cause I can see you. I can see you. I can see you.
Can see you.
Yes, I.